Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Rockport Music. I'm Brian McCree. Rockport Music has a full season of events, both classical and otherwise, through the course of this concert season. Coming up next Sunday, it's a fascinating program called Soul of the Americas, with music by Copland, Gershwin, Ginastera, Villa-Lobos, and more. Performed by pianist Michael Brown and Orion Weiss, cellist Nicholas Kanalakis, and percussionist Ian David Rosenbaum. Later in the season, the Vienna Piano Trio visits Rockport on February 23rd. And on March 15th, you'll have the chance to hear some of the most remarkable young voices of the opera world when the Metropolitan Opera Lindemann Young Artists come to the Châtelet-Lieu. On April 19th, British pianist Alexander Ullmann plays a program that includes works by Haydn and Beethoven, as well as some gorgeous transcriptions of Schubert's songs by Franz Liszt. For all the information about those concerts and more, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. When Paul Lariah put together the concert you're hearing for the 2019 Rockport Chamber Music Festival, he created a program of collaboration, allowing his instrument, the viola, to move back and forth between the spotlight and a more supporting role. The final work casts him in the latter category in a string quintet by Brahms, performed with the New York-based Izuri Quartet. And before we get to that Brahms quintet, we'll step back a couple of nights to another concert at the Châtelet-Lieu Performance Center, one that featured the Izuri Quartet in their own program. From that performance, here is the second of Haydn's Opus 64 string quartets, in concert from WCRB. Thank you. Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in B minor, Opus 64, No. 2, performed in concert by the Izuri Quartet at the 2019 Rockport Chamber Music Festival. That's a piece Haydn wrote fairly late in his time as the court composer for the Esterházy family, and that inward-looking intimacy that you hear in it was soon to be overtaken by a more extroverted voice as Haydn became a sensation in London through a remarkable set of symphonies. Almost a century later, Johannes Brahms built on Haydn's legacy, and that's where we'll return to the Rockport concert with violist Paul Araya. He brought in the ensemble you just heard, the Izuri Quartet, for the final piece of his concert, the String Quintet No. 1 by Brahms. It's a piece the composer wrote when he was 50 years old, right in the heart of his most imaginative and productive years. And it turns out to have been not only one of his own favorite pieces, it was received well by others from the very beginning. Hugo Wolf, who's known now as the composer of some really amazing songs, was also a critic at the time. And on hearing this quintet, he wrote that he heard a delightful sunny meadow. Everything is verdant and budding. One actually hears the grass growing. Here again is violist Paul Araya, now with the Izuri Quartet. And this is the String Quintet No. 1 by Brahms in concert from WCRB. The String Quintet No. 1 by Johannes Brahms in a Rockport Chamber Music Festival concert by the Azzurri Quartet and violist Paul Lariah. I'm Brian McCreath, and this is WCRB in Concert with Rockport Music. You can find the complete broadcast schedule for WCRB in Concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The Rockport Chamber Music Festival is scheduled for June 12th to July 12th this year, along with an annex weekend in August. And there's also a preseason gala concert on June 5th that features the Pinka Zukerman Trio and the Boston Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry. For complete information about that concert and the concert still to come in the 2019-2020 season, look for the link to the Rockport Music Box Office at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. When you take the opportunity to go to a concert at the Rockport Chamber Music Festival, you'll find one of the most charming seaside towns in New England, along with a concert hall that's become known around the world for its own particular beauty. Not only is the sound of the Shaolin Lu Performance Center exquisite, it's visually stunning too, with a window that looks from the back of the stage out to the sea. And during the 2019 Rockport Chamber Music Festival, one artist added even more intimate atmosphere to that beautiful space. Pianist Piers Lane lit the Shaolin Lu stage with candles to set the tone for a performance of all of the nocturnes by Frédéric Chopin. From that concert, here are Chopin's Opus 62 nocturnes in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
just a short slice of an incredible body of hypnotic short pieces by Frédéric Chopin. Those were the Opus 62 Nocturnes from a performance of all of the composer's Nocturnes by Piers Lane during the 2019 Rockport Chamber Music Festival. Remember, Rockport Music presents concerts and events, both classical and otherwise, throughout the year at the Chaleneau Performance Center. For information about upcoming classical concerts, folk music concerts, Brian O'Donovan's Celtic Sojourn, Metropolitan Opera HD broadcasts, and much, much more, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Thank you to Paul Araya and his colleagues, as well as Piers Lane, for making this broadcast possible. Thanks also to the entire staff of Rockport Music for all their help, especially Marketing Director Karen Hurlitz, Artistic Director Barry Schiffman, and President Tony Beadle. This broadcast from the Rockport Chamber Music Festival is produced by me, and our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.